couple of brief thoughts in Revelation 22. Revelation 22. After hearing what we just heard, we should have a desire that John had in Revelation 22. We're reading at verse 7. The Lord Jesus speaking, "Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book." And also reading in verse 12, the Lord speaking again, "And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be." And then at the end of the chapter, reading at verse 20, "He which testifieth these things saith, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus." The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. It's wonderful. We get this trilogy in this last section of the Scriptures. A beautiful trilogy. Threes are lovely in Scripture. And here's one beautiful set. It's the Lord's Word to us. We heard this all day. It's the Lord's Word to us, His people. And it's His desire that we have a response, as we were talking about. The first one we read in chapter 22, it's interesting. "Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book." So the first response should be submission to the Word of God, believing the Word of God, obeying the Word of God, and desiring to see the Lord fulfill all of His Word. This book had a lot of heavy-duty stuff in it, in the book of Revelation. Big stuff. Blessed is he. In chapter 1 it says, "Blessed is he that hears and reads." It's wonderful here that he goes on to say, "Blessed is he that keeps the sayings of the prophecy of this book." So this should be the first response in our lives to this promise, "I come quickly," is that the Lord will fulfill his word. And therefore, there's a blessing for everyone who keeps his word. Who keeps his word. And then secondly, the second one, "Behold, I come quickly," in verse 12, "and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be." So the second response is to work for the Lord, is to serve the Lord, like we were talking about in the previous session, is to have a response to him in the way of responding to him in service, in living for him here in a little time, a little while, till he comes. And because the result, there's a result. You know, it's not that we should be serving for a reward, because love doesn't need a reward. But isn't it wonderful? He rewards us for something that we in ourselves have very little to do with. He gives us the indwelling Holy Spirit. He gives us the gifts. He gives us all that's needed. In fact, we're told in Peter, he gives us all things that pertain to life and to godliness. He has given. And therefore, what we do, we must confess how little we really do for him in response to his love for us. But in light of this promise, this tremendous promise, "Behold, I come quickly," let us remember that he is the rewarder. He is the rewarder. We heard about the Bema, the place, the judgment seat of Christ, where we shall receive concerning the things done in the body, whether good or bad. How marvelous to think that he wants to remove everything that would interfere with the enjoyment of himself in that eternal day. And here he wants us to also remember that he is the rewarder. He gives rewards to those that respond to him, that serve him. And he delights to do so. He wouldn't tell us this. He says, "My reward is with me to give to every man." So it's not just brothers that preach. It's not just missionaries on the other side of the earth. It's to every single saint. The oldest saint to the youngest saint. You know, some old saints say they can't do anything anymore. They feel, you know, I've had them tell me this. They feel so worthless. Well, you know, they have a service they can do and they have time to do it. But I don't have as much time to do. Pray. That's a tremendous work. In fact, some assemblies that lose an older saint who was a prayer warrior, the assembly has troubles. Big troubles afterwards. So prayer is a very important work for us to do. And there's so many other aspects of work that are not done for people to see you doing them. But they're done in quiet. They're done in meekness. And they're done for His glory, not for the applause of people. And so may we remember this, that the Lord's reward is with Him. And He is the great recompenser. He doesn't forget what you've done. He's not unrighteous to forget your work of faith, your labor of love, and constancy of hope. He's not unrighteous to do that. He will remember. And then finally, this last is marvelous because as it brings this book to a conclusion, the Word of God itself is brought to the conclusion here. And the final element of it, the final thing, is the last promise. The wonderful promise of the Lord Jesus. And it's the one who testified all of these things that are written in this book. So He's faithful to His Word. And this is so important. You know, here this group called Promise Keepers. You know, the great Promise Keeper is the Lord. Men can't claim to be Promise Keepers, but the Lord is the great Promise Keeper. He keeps His Word. And He is God, as we heard. And we read twice, Hebrews. We also read in Titus, God who cannot lie, promised. And here He is, this great promise. Surely, we had behold before. Here it's surely. That means absolutely. Surely I come quickly. And each of these quicklies would throw to the heart, our hearts, a desire and a response like it could be now. This is what this would mean to us. It throws it right before us. It thrusts it into our hearts. It could be now. It could be before we drive in the snow. Well, the saints are driving. Some saints are already leaving. Just think. The rapture takes place. Well, the Lord will take care of their cars. Where they'll end up. That's out of our control. But this is how soon this could be. This is how imminent His return is. And so, behold, I come quickly. And there's a response then. And to this third one, the response is a pure desire. A pure desire. There's a great amen. Amen means truth, or it is truth. Wow, isn't that great to know? God's stamp, amen. And then it says the response, even so, come, Lord Jesus. So to this trilogy of the Lord saying, I come quickly, there's three responses on our part. The first is keeping His Word. The second is working and serving Him. And the third is, Lord Jesus, even so come. It's a desire to be with Him as we read here. So may the Lord bless us. And we have the end, the final provision for us until that moment takes place. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Be with you all. Grace is what we need. We need mercy and grace, but grace is the great provision. Grace brings to us what we never in ourselves could obtain. We never could imagine. Natural man could never have imagined the blessings that God would have for His people. But grace has brought those to us and will bring us to them. What a marvelous moment that will be. When we see, we will be to the praise of the glory of His grace. God bless us.
Amen. Amen.